Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. At least six people were killed in an Israeli airstrike in an apartment building in Beirut overnight. Israel was pursuing a ground incursion into Lebanon against Hezbollah while conducting strikes in Gaza that killed dozens, including children. The Israeli military said eight soldiers have died in the conflict in southern Lebanon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Joe Biden is among those urging Israel to be careful and how it responds to this week's Iranian missile barrage.
Asked if he'd back an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear sites,
the answer is no.
Saying he and fellow G7 leaders who talk amid fears the region will devolve into all-out war would rather see Israel mount a more proportional response. Whatever it is, UN Ambassador Danny Danone says there will be one.
It will be painful.
Iranian Ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani says the missile strikes were in self-defense after months of Israeli aggression and gave his own warning.
Iran is fully prepared to take further defensive measures.
As the UN Security Council met in emergency session, Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded for all parties to stand down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reports Ukraine is pulling out of a key town in the east.
Ukraine's military officials say forces are withdrawing from the frontline town of Volodya, perched atop a tactically significant hill in eastern Ukraine, after more than 2 years of grinding battle. Volodya is a town Ukrainian forces fought tooth and nail to keep. It's the latest urban settlement to fall to the Russians. Ukraine's ground forces formation, which commands eastern regions including Donetsk, said in a statement posted on Telegram, it's withdrawing troops from the town to protect the military personnel and equipment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. A small town in central Thailand is preparing for a mass funeral for the 23 children and teachers who died in a bus fire while on a school trip. Some residents and monks waited past midnight at the Buddhist temple in the town to receive the bodies. Relatives put food, snacks, and beverages on top as offerings to nourish and bless those who died. Police are still investigating. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports in a new warning on FEMA funding levels.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the agency tasked with helping communities recover from Hurricane Helene and other natural disasters does not have enough money to make it through the hurricane season. Mayorkas says that the Federal Emergency Management Agency can meet immediate needs, but would need Congress to provide additional funds. Mayorkas was not specific on how much additional money the agency may need, but his remarks underscore concerns voiced by President Joe Biden and some lawmakers earlier this week that Congress may need to pass a supplemental spending bill this fall to help states with recovery efforts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports U.S. President Joe Biden is getting pressure to suspend the dock workers' strike in the U.S.
Dock workers' strike has shut down 36 ports from Maine to Texas, even as people and governments work to rush supplies to communities across the southeast, cut off and ravaged by Hurricane Helene.
The last thing we need on top of that is a man-made disaster.
President Biden Wednesday on his way to survey the damage.
We're hearing from the folks regionally that they're having trouble getting product they need because of the port strike.
Some businesses and politicians are urging the president to invoke a 1947 law, the Taft-Hartley Act, to seek a court-ordered 80-day cooling-off period for companies and unions to try to resolve their differences. But Biden has said he won't intervene and noted the companies controlling eastern Gulf Coast ports have made huge profits since the pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN Migration Agency says two vessels carrying migrants from Africa sank in the Red Sea off the coast of Djibouti, killing 45 people. The boats had departed from Yemen carrying 310 people, according to the International Organization for Migration on Tuesday. Thousands of migrants from African, Middle Eastern, and South Asian countries seeking a better life in Europe attempt irregular migration every year. Smugglers pack vessels full of desperate people willing to risk their lives to reach continental Europe. The UN agency, which was assisting search and rescue efforts, said on the social media platform X that 32 survivors were rescued. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.